This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. It's been just about 3 months since the Carbondale municipal elections, and if you'll remember, in addition to choosing to re-elect Mayor Mike Henry, voters also elected members of both the Carbondale City Council and the Carbondale Park District Board. Voters also chose, by about a 2-to-1 margin, to explore merging the Park District with the City of Carbondale's operations. And back in late May, WSIU Radio asked Mayor Mike Henry about the apparent strong support for exploring this idea.
You know, in the best of worlds, there'd be one less unit of government and ultimately fewer property taxes going on, we would hope. Through some kind of consolidation. But again, all of this is a long way off. We really have to get into the numbers and figure out what's going on and get with the new park board and see what their feelings are.
Kathy Renfro is the executive director of the Carbondale Park District.
Non-binding referendum was on the April ballot, and it seems like the voters who participated would like to see some examination of that question.
What were your thoughts?
I guess in the absence of those public forums leading up to the election, it was hard to predict the outcome. I didn't really have a feel for where people were at. So now's the time to get that question on the table, to seek some public input from the citizens that live inside the Carbondale Park District, and try to get some direction from them about where they see us 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Does the City of Carbondale currently have the capacity to take on the added responsibilities and maintain the parks, like the employees of the Park District currently do? Would that be a logistical headache for the city? I put those questions to Carbondale City Manager Gary Williams.
Well, you're not too far off, actually. I know when this idea first came up, certainly as a manager and looking at the responsibilities we have day to day with our existing services, adding more services it's a burden. It's something you have to think about. But over time, as we've had more conversations, what's changed my way of thinking is that we need to look at things what might be best for the voter. And so again, going back to the referendum, the voters overwhelmingly supported this idea of studying this. And so I think we all need to look at it from the perspective of what's best for a taxpayer. And ultimately, that's the decision we need to make.
Are there any other open spaces that the City of Carbondale could eventually in the future use to create more parks and green spaces?
Yeah, it's something that hasn't come up in the past, but certainly we do have properties available if the direction of the study were to go that way. There are possibilities that we could add parks to the current portfolio of properties available in Carbondale.
Looking outside of our local area, you have to ask, what do other cities and towns do? Carbondale City Councilman Lee Fronebarger was elected to a 4-year term in April, and he says the data shows consolidated operations is common across the country.
Placing parks and recreation under city government is not a radical revolutionary idea. In fact, 48 of the 50 states in the United States of America have parks and recreation under the direction of city government. So this is no new idea that we're coming up with. It's already been in existence for years and years.
Is there a concern over the loss of jobs if the merger is approved? The people that currently work for the park district, could they be unemployed?
No, I don't think there's any necessary concern about that, because you still need those job positions if it was taken over by the city. You still got to have maintenance people, people that oversee different types of programs. So it was it'd be a lateral move over to the city operations. A lot of the actual city parks, the city park land, has always been owned by the city and is still owned by the city. And the park district leases that land to do their programming on.
And what is the next step? Again, here is Park District Executive Director Kathy Renfro.
Well, we haven't heard anything from the City of Carbondale yet, but I'm assuming they're in a similar situation as we are. We seated a new board April 10th. We have 4 new members now on the Park District Board of Commissioners, and I know that the city had elected some new council members, and they've also been seated. So I'm assuming that once everybody gets in place, we'll be back at the negotiating table. I'm optimistic that that will take place in the coming months.
And if the merger does go through, who are the winners and losers?
I think that's where we have to re-examine this. So the only real winner or loser, if you will, in this conversation will be the taxpayer. So I think we can all agree that the goal is better parks. And as we move that question forward, how are we going to get there? And, you know, who is best suited to support those efforts? Two of the leases are currently expired, so the Park District continues to maintain city property outside of those leases. So that's what I think we'll get back to negotiating those leases and the services that are defined underneath those intergovernmental agreements, if you will.
For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.